Okay, good morning, class. Are you tired? Too much food to eat. This is tiresome. I'm afraid to lose Dhamma taste. Dhamma taste is excellent, excellent than other tastes. So today my lecture will be and clarification of Lobha Mula Chetas, only show. I revise Lobha Mula Chetas. Okay? So to clarify Lobha Mula Chetas, the first Lobha Mula Chetas. For example, if I have an idea, whatever I like, I have a right. Some people maybe have such a view. Whatever I like, I have a right to get it. Isn't that? I have a right to get it. So, that's why sees very beautiful apple. He want to eat. Therefore, he tried to get it. Without asking, without permission, without giving money. He steals it happily and honestly. At that time, first Lobha Mula Chetas arises. Isn't that? First Lobha Mula Chetas arises. He steals what is not a given thing. He tried to steal the above, what is not given him, happily and honestly, he get it and eat up. So at that time, Lobha Mula Chetas arises. But the other boy, he left to eat above, but he afraid to take it. But the above persuade him. His friends are also encourage him to get it. Then, successfully get it. That is the second Sasankarika Lobha Mula Chetas. Isn't that? In this way, you should think about that. Lobha Mula Chetas. So, let me move on to the next point. Let us move on to the next point. The second akusala chaita is dosa mula. Dosa mula chaitas are classified into two. Dosa mula means a consciousness rooted in hatred. Depending on hatred, this consciousness arises within us. So it is different from Lobha Mula chaitas. Dosa mula chaita. This is depending on hatred. This chaitas arises. So that consciousness that is rooted in hatred is dosa mula. Dosa and mula. Dosa means hatred, mula means root. So these two words mentioned this meaning, the consciousness that is rooted in hatred. All dosa mula are the same in feeling and association. Whenever dosa arises within you, feelings cannot be happiness feeling, not pleasant feeling, not indifferent feeling, not neutral feeling. Do you experience happily you are angry? Nobody experiences anything. When they are angry, whenever they are angry, they feel sad. Isn't that? They feel sad. They dislike, discarded other than. So, feeling is unhappiness. That is sure. Unhappiness feeling ever associated with the hatred. The Lord Buddha explained in dealing with these unhappiness in Patejasvabhara, Soka, Paridewa, Dukkha, Dhammanasa, Upaya. Soka also sorrow, fear. There is also fear fact, feeling sad, unhappiness feeling, soka. Some people's face is relatives are dying, or mother or brother or die, at that time, they feel sad. That is called soka. Dominasa also unhappiness. But in those dealing with the lose something, that's not a loss of something. It is just a dislike and unhappiness. He hate others. Okay? Soka and dominasa are the same feeling, but different situation, different conditions. The same dharma, the same type of dharma, but different conditions. Soka associated with the dosa. This dosa is not a strong dosa, not to commit to killing others. It is a depression and unhappiness, this dosa. Dominasa is not like that. He angry too much and want to kill others. Okay, that is a dominasa. So soka and dominasa are related. Therefore, the same dharma mentioned two times the Buddhas because of conditions, situations, position is different. Different conditions, different mental state, different situations. So here, dosa mula saikta is dealing with the both. Dosa, soka, and dominasa. If more and more, the highest degree is upayasa. Okay? Soka, dominasa, upayasa. According to degree, according to level, soka, someone lost something, for that worry about it. About it, he worries. He worry about it. That is a soka. Dominasa means he dislikes something. Therefore, unhappiness arises. He angry with others. Unhappiness arises. Upayasa is lost something. Is very strong and becomes sometimes become got heart disease and shock and die because of upayasa. Feels so sad, therefore unconsciously heart attack, dying because of upayasa. Okay? So all these are associated with the dosa mula chaitas. So all types of dosa mula chaitas are the same in feeling and association. That is the meaning. Feeling, sad, and hatred ever associate. You feel sad, you may think, I'm not angry, just feel sad. You cannot say, angry, I am angry, but I'm not feel sad. You cannot say, anger or hatred, feeling sad, these two ever associate. Isn't that? But you should contemplate what is within you. Can you contemplate you are feeling sad? Sometimes you happy? You experience feeling sad? But people always say something, I am very sorry. That is just a talk. I think he's never sorry. He's smiling. With a smiling face, you say, I'm very sorry. That is just a polite words. Everybody is feeling sad. Okay? When the feeling sad is more stronger, he's or she crying. That is the feeling sad. But saying by saying, I'm so sorry, I'm crying for you. Never say like this. Only so sorry. Okay? So hatred and feeling sad, these two dhammas ever associate, rising within us together, depending on its conditions. Okay? So therefore, two dosa mula citta cannot be classified according to feeling, according to association. Cannot classify because feeling and associations always together. Lobha mula citta is a feelings, different feelings. Associations are different associations. Associated with round view, dissociated from round view, according to association, can be classified in lower mula citta. Pleasant feeling, indifferent feeling, or neutral feeling, according to feeling also can be classified into two lower mula citta. Dosa mula citta cannot classify. Why cannot? It is impossible. It is impossible. The Buddha explained the nature of dharma, the law of nature. Buddha never created these dharmas. These dharmas are human natures. Buddha discovered and explained. Isn't that? Buddha never created these dharmas. Only just discovered and talked the truth. So, dosa mula citta cannot classify according to feeling and association. Feeling is only one feeling, that is unpleasant feeling or unhappiness feeling. Association is only one association associated with hatred. Classifying into two by means of premptitude. According to premptitude, sankhara. Sankhara means we can say, and sankhara, the word is confusive of terms in Buddha's teaching because of this need to clarify the sankhara. Okay? Sankhara. If you have some books on Buddhism, you may find these words, sankhara. Five cricket, there are sankhara you can find. Rupa khanda, Vedana khanda, Sanya khanda, Sankara khanda, Vijnana khanda. In Vaikrika also use this Sankara. In Vadeja Svobhara, Avija Pachaya Sankara, Sankara Pachaya Vijnana. This is Sankara is used. After that, in Dhammavara, the Buddha said, Sabe sankhara anicca, yada panya yasati. Sabe sankhara anicca. That is also sankhara. What is the difference, the sankhara? These three are not the same thing. Dealing with the five aggregates, this is sankhara as mentioned 51 mental properties, chetasika. 50 mental properties, chetasika. Apart from Vedana and Sanya. Okay? Apart from Vedana and Sanya, the other 50 mental properties are mentioned as a Sankhara. That is in five aggregates. In Padeja Svobhara, this is Sankhara. Padeja Svobhara, this is Sankhara is volition activities, chetana, referring to chetana, volition activities. But the chetana, volition activities are called sankhara in Padeja Svobhara. That is the same thing as our karma. Sabhe sankhara anicca means sankhara means conditioned things. Sabe sankhara anicca means all conditioned things are impermanent. Okay? Whatever happens depending on condition, that is called sankhara. So, sabe sankhara anicca means conditioned things. So, we should understand these things. We should define the word. The same terms are used in different meanings. So it is necessary to define. But here sankhara, what is a sankhara means? Here means encouragement, effort. Here sasankharika, asankharika, dealing with the sasankharika, asankharika, sankhara is encouragement or effort. Self-effort and effort others, effort of others. Okay? Like that, the other people are encouraged to do so. That encouragement is become sankhara. So dealing with the discipline, when used, classifications of citta, sasankharika, asankharika, is mentioned as a sankhara, that is encouragement or promptitude or the other's effort or self-effort. Okay? That is a called sankhara. So with the promptitude and without the promptitude, dosa mula citta. The following is how dosa mula citta can be divided into two types. According to feeling, with a displeasure or unpleasant feeling associated with ill will. Ill will means hatred. The translations in different ways, they translate different orders, a different translation. Which is better, you choose. The best one is the dosa. Isn't that? Hatred, illness, many, many translations. But the best one is dosa. Dosa is Pali terms. The Lord Buddha used this term, dosa. So, dhammanasa, dosa. Dosa sometimes mentioned in Pali, patika also. Patika. Patika, dosa. But the same meanings, the same dhammas mentioned, patika and here some of Pali meanings are given. Pali terms and their meanings. Dhammanasa sahakata. Sahakata means accompanied. Saha means together. Kata means rise. Born together, you can say. Sahakata or accompanied. Dhammanasa means displeasure or unpleasant feeling. Patika sampayoda. Patika means ill will. Or hatred, dosa. Sampayoga means connected or associated. So dosa mula citta is classifications of dosa mula citta, we can say unpleasant feeling and hatred with the hatred. Then, without promptitude, with the promptitude, here, according to feeling, this is the same. Association is also the same. Okay? In this way. How do you understand? We should understand. At what time the first dosa mula citta arises? At what time the second dosa mula citta arises? Yeah. Feeling associations with the same without the promptitude, with the promptitude. Hatred is necessary to encourage. If you have a dosa, if a dosa arises within you, it's a need to encourage, to move, to get more and more. Yes, sometimes you see. Sometimes hatred, self-encourage, it is more and more. Someone dealing with the others, he dislikes the other persons. The other persons scorn him. Therefore, he hates him. First, his hatred is not so strong. After think, at what time, he speak me like that, he spoke me like that, he's always thinking about him. Then hatred get more and more. Is it that? That is sasankharika, with the encouragement. Asankharika means just he hatred arises, just you commit to act something. You talk abusive words, you may hit someone. Sometimes you see Pasan, just like the other Pasans, he want to kill him, but he afraid. His friend encouraged, I will give you a pistol. Go and shoot at him. After that, he got pistol and go shoot. This was the encouragement. Some dosas are not like that. He dislike, he hate other persons, he want to kill him. He had pistol, and then take him pistol and go there. If he have opportunity, kill him. No need to encourage. Such a hatred is, such a consciousness is the first one. These two can be experienced, okay? So, consciousness with the unpleasant feeling, with the hatred, without plenitude. That is the first dosa mula citta. Okay? Consciousness that is with unpleasant feeling, with the hate associated with hatred, without a plenitude. This is the first one. Yeah, the first one is more powerful. Yes, more powerful. More stronger. The stronger is getting upgrade, getting up, more and more. Because of the encourage. Okay, dealing with the dosa mula cittas, I hope you understand, okay? This is dosa mula cittas only two. One or two, whenever we are angry, one or two, this cittas arises within us. Do you know the Satipatthana Sutta? In Chitta Nupassana, there are Sarakawa Chaitan, Saraka Chaitan Di Paschana Di. That is a Loba Mula Chaitan. Okay? Sarosawa Chaitan, Sarosa Chaitan Di Paschana Di. That is Dosa Mula Chaitan. So Chitta Nupassana. Whatever may be, it is meditation object. Can be meditation object. Meditation object is not a necessary two beautiful things, not to choose two beautiful objects. Isn't that? Vipassana, whatever arises within us. It is the object of vipassana. We should know, we should realize what is true, what is happening within us. So therefore, sati in panya is very important. We must understand what is happening within us. If a dosa arises within us, we must understand this is a dosa. If we don't understand that is a dosa, we can encourage it to increase more and more. Dosa will increase more and more. That is very dangerous, like a fire. Fire will burn out and it destroy everything, burning. Okay? Dosa also. If you cannot control dosa, you may get a heart attack. If there is you have a blood pressure, high blood pressure, blood pressure times will be high, higher and higher. This is necessary to go to hospitals if you cannot control dosa. Is it that? So we must control our dosa. How to control? If you identify, this is a dosa, so objects become changed. Because of this dominasa, dosa arises the other object. You understand? If you change object, your mental state also changed. For example, concerning towards this object, you dislike and hatred arose towards it. But as long as you keep this object, dosa will increase more and more. If you want to control your dosa, you should change that is a dosa. Dosa is towards this object. You change your object, this dosa. Oh, that is a dosa arises within me. The objects are normal. Therefore, dosa cannot increase. Is it that? Therefore, Master Dipadanga Sota explained. The Buddha taught. Sa-dosa-wa-chaitan-sa-dosa-chaitan-di-pachanadi. You should realize whenever hatred rooted viciousness arises within you as a hatred viciousness. Hatred consciousness arises towards the object. Don't keep this object. You changed your object towards the nature which is arising with you. So if object change, dosa cannot more and more. Like that, like a fire, as long as you put firewood, fire will burn, continuously burn more and more. If you not put firewood, after burning, fire will be no more. Like that. That is one way to control, to escape from hatred. Lobha also like that, dosa also like that. Therefore, the Buddha has given the technique to escape from mental defilement, to free from mental defilements, to control mental defilements. In our daily life, these techniques are very important. Don't think, you should notice, always meditation hall. Only in meditation hall I meditate. In other places, not necessary. Don't think like that. It's no use. Whatever you are doing, whoever you are talking, what is arising with you, you must notice. If a dosa arises whenever, maybe, wherever, maybe, you must notice. You must contemplate to control it. Only meditation hall is known. Okay? Therefore, Dhamma must be forever with you. Dhamma must be forever with you. You live for Dhamma knowledge. Isn't that? Not for eating, not for sleeping. We live for Dhamma knowledge. Dhamma knowledge must be always with us. Not only in meditation hall, not only during meditation time. If only meditation time, only meditation hall, you can control your mind. In other place, you cannot control your mind. You will be the same thing. You will be the same. You cannot be good persons. Isn't that? You will be always ordinary persons. So we must, therefore, sati and banyas ever necessary. Always. Okay, now, dosa mula chaitas. Let us move on to the next point. What is the next one? Moha mula chaitas. Moha mula. This is also compound words. Combining moha and mula. That consciousness that is rooted in delusion is moha mula. Okay? All types of moha mula are the same and feeling and different. When you confuse, you will be never happy. Is it happy? Confusing, you are happily confusing? No, if you are confused, there is no happy. But there is also no unpleasant feeling also arises. Just confusion. You feel just indifferent feelings. Okay? Therefore, According to feeling, indifferent feeling. Indifferent feeling means a neutral feeling. Next lecture or tomorrow, I will explain about 10 types of upekkha, okay? 10 types of upekkhas. Because of not to confuse when you read books on Buddhism. 10 types of moha mula. So, it is classified into two according to association. Only association. But it cannot be divided as with the promptitude or without the promptitude. He says not it does not concern this sankhara. Sasankharika, asankharika cannot say. We cannot say asankharika or sasankharika. Because someone can confuse, someone have a doubt. There's no encouragement. Doubt more and more, not encouragement. Is it necessary? Not necessary. Therefore, this citta cannot be classified according to sankhara, promptitude, and with the promptitude and without the promptitude. Never deal with. But too easier to understand easily. Venerable Lady Searo. You know the Lady Searo. Lady Searo is the teacher of Sayadaji. Sayadaji is the teacher of Sayaji Ubakhen. Sayaji Ubakhen is the teacher of Sayaji Goenga. It's a generation. So, Lady Searo, the Abhidhamma scholar, and famous, a bit well-known Abhidhamma scholar in Myanmar, this is Searo's Mahamula Chaita's deal with. Do you know what is Sasankharika or Asankharika? According to Lady Searo. According to Lady Searo, that is Asankharika or Sasankharika. Lady Searo says, this is Sasankharika. Mahamula Chaita is Sasankharika. Asankharika, I think. Mahamula Chaita is Asankharika. Sasankharika and Asankharika both. Lady Searo deal with only. Do you know what is Lady Searo's idea? Sasankharika. Sasankharika. Mamu Sasankha. Ahikomu, where are you? Momu Sasankha or Sasankha, I don't know exactly. The Lady Searo's idea. I mentioned Lady Searo's idea. Only Lady Searo's explain, not the other commentators. Okay? So according to the nature, we should know about that. So how Mahamula Chaita can be divided into two types. According to feeling, Mahamula Chaita is only neutral feeling or indifferent feelings, only one. But association connected with the doubt, connected with the restlessness. And give a Pali is also vichikicca. Vichikicca saha sampayuta, udaccha sampayuta. Okay? Vichikicca. Vichikicca means doubt. Udaccha means restlessness. Mental restlessness. Udaccha. Udaccha and vichikicca. These two types of dhammas are chetasikas. They are mental properties. Okay? They are not chetas. This is cheta associated with the doubt. The cheta associated with the restlessness is called moha mula cheta. Concerning moha, these two chetas arise. Okay? According to Pali, vichikicca, udaccha. Vichikicca sampayuta, udaccha sampayuta, contented with the doubt, contented with the restlessness. So when you meditate, contemplate some of Dhamma, sometimes you may have doubt. Maybe dealing with the Lord Buddha also. 2,600 years ago, the Buddha appeared. It is true or not? Maybe doubtful. For Abhidhamma, who is the author? Maybe this is later work, not the Buddha's teachings. You may have a doubt. This doubt is dealing with confusion, delusion. This moha mula chaitas arises. Cannot decide. Isn't that? Cannot decide. Dhamma also like that. If you have no experience of Dhamma, at that time you may have a doubt dealing with the Dhamma. This is moha mula chaitas is so wide, but only two, but so wide. Dealing with the meditation, moha mula chaitas arises more and more. So to remove moha mula chaitas, we meditate. Isn't that? We have attended such a Dhamma class, we listen Dhamma talk, we read Dhamma books to remove moha mula chaitas. Isn't that? Okay? So must take time. Now time is over. Let me stop.